Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. An Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man talaba ash-shahadata sadiqan u'tiyaha walau lam tusibhu, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sincerely seeks martyrdom will receive its reward even if he does not die as a martyr. So this hadith is similar to the hadith we did yesterday, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who sincerely requests Allah ta'ala for martyrdom, for shahadat, Allah will make him reach the ranks of the martyrs even if he dies on his bed. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought another hadith, the one that we did today, with a similar meaning. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who sincerely seeks martyrdom, shahadat, in other words, he makes dua for it, his desire in his heart, Allah ta'ala must give me martyrdom and shahadat, this person will receive its reward even if he does not die as a martyr. In other words, Allah ta'ala will bless him with the reward of his shaheed. This is kindness, clemency, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world that we are living in. If a person doesn't achieve what is the requirement to qualify to receive a certain reward, a certain salary, a certain stipend. So in other words, he doesn't meet that requirement, he doesn't get it. But the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even you didn't meet that requirement of becoming a shaheed, but the fact that you had it in your heart, that desire, that dua that you made, this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite a person passing away on his bed, passing away a natural death, Allah ta'ala still gives it to him, that shahadat, that mantle of shahadat, that great reward that a shaheed gets, Allah will bless this person with that. The second hadith that we're doing, a short hadith, also a hadith that gives us a little bit of encouragement, especially when we see a shaheed or we hear of somebody becoming shaheed, then that first thought that comes to the mind, especially if it's a close person, somebody that we know, that how much of pain this person may have experienced, what must he have went through at the time when he became shaheed, that's a thought that runs through everyone's mind, and sometimes that thought also makes us a bit afraid for shahadat. And what type of pain does a person go through, especially when he's becoming shaheed at that moment, what does he experience? So that thought of that pain sometimes even makes us scared to make dua for shahadat. So the beauty of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it even tells us what pain that the person goes through, what he experiences at that moment, so that the person now doesn't feel afraid of making dua for shahadat. And also, it means of comfort if we hear of someone else becoming a shaheed, that thought doesn't linger in the mind that what happened to this person, what he must have experienced. Sometimes shaitan puts these thoughts in the mind. So we don't even worry about that. We listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma yajidu ash-shahidu min massil qatli illa kama yajidu ahadukum min massil qarsa. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun sahihun. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the pain of death which a martyr, which a shaheed experiences, is like the pain which one of you experiences from the bite of an ant. Sometimes a person gets bitten by an ant, and not a painful ant. Ulama explained that sometimes when a person is bitten by an ant, he doesn't even know. He's carrying on whatever he's doing, he doesn't even know. That type of pain Allah Ta'ala makes a shaheed go through. Because of that enjoyment and what he experiences, Allah Ta'ala opens up another alam to him, automatically that overtakes all type of pain that he experiences. So how beautiful. No pain this person experiences. Outwardly it may look like a very gruesome person was bombed, he was shot, he was hit with an arrow, or something looks, outwardly looks very, very painful to us. But what is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us? That the pain of death which a shaheed experiences is like the pain which one of you experiences from the bite of an ant. So the enjoyment of Jannat is there, and all the difficulties, including the difficulty at the time of death, is completely wiped out for a shaheed, and this is what he experiences. This is the kindness and the reward that he receives, as we did in the previous ahadith, is so beautiful, it's so great, that honor at that moment of death is so beautiful, that no person normally going into akhirat will ever desire to come back to this world. Nobody will ever desire except a shaheed. And he'll wish that he could continuously come and become a shaheed again. because of that honor and that brilliance and the beauty that he experienced at that moment of death was so beautiful that he'll actually wish, oh Allah, I wish I can go back in the dunya, I can become a shaheed again. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself says that I desire that I fight and I become a shaheed, and I fight and I become a shaheed, I fight and I become a shaheed. The reason Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this 3 times is because of the honor that a shaheed experiences at the time of death. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making dua for martyrdom, for becoming a shaheed. It's not something we should fight for, but something that a true Muslim should always desire. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.